In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. The readings today ask us to consider the words of God and what effect they have in our lives. The book of Deuteronomy is the fifth book of the Bible. The word Deuteronomy in Greek means the second law, because that book recapitulates the story of Moses on Mount Sinai, the giving of the Ten Commandments, and the institution of the Mosaic Law, which was originally told in the book of Exodus. But in Hebrew, the book is known as Devarim, which means words, because the book opens by saying, "These are the words which Moses addressed to all Israel on the other side of the Jordan," that is, as they were preparing to enter the Promised Land. These words of Deuteronomy are not simply concerned with the laws and statutes and decrees of the Lord God of Israel. They are also, and more deeply, concerned with the motivation behind those laws. Deuteronomy is the record of God's loving care for his people. It tells how God heard the cries of the Hebrew people who were enslaved in Egypt, and how he brought them out of their captivity and led them through the desert for 40 years, until at last they came to the Promised Land, flowing with milk and honey. And he did not give them a law to oppress them or to burden them with lots of regulations, but rather to teach them how to live together in justice and charity. The law and the commandments were given for the health and the salvation of God's people. And we can see the same understanding of the law, the words of God, in the letter of St. James. "Humbly welcome the word that has been planted in you and is able to save your souls. Be doers of the word and not hearers only, deluding yourselves. Religion that is pure and undefiled before God and the Father is this: to care for the widows and the orphans in their affliction and to keep oneself unstained by the world." It is interesting, if not very surprising, that Martin Luther hated the letter of St. James and would have had it expurgated from the Bible, because it directly contradicts Luther's teaching that salvation comes from faith alone, sola fides. But as St. James teaches us, and as Moses taught in Deuteronomy, that faith is not real unless it results in good works. Indeed, our words about faith, hope, and love, unless they are matched by our actions, they are hypocritical and even meaningless. This is the message of Jesus to the Pharisees when he says, quoting Isaiah, "This people honors me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." I'm reminded of a story about Mother Teresa of Calcutta, when she opened her first home for the dying in Kaligat, a guest house next to a Hindu temple. The Hindus complained to the authorities that the Christians were profaning their sacred place, but Mother Teresa told them that she would be happy to turn the guest house over to them if they would take care of the dying. Well, after that, she didn't hear any more complaints. I'm not saying that faith is unimportant or that it doesn't matter whether you're a Hindu or a Lutheran or a Catholic, but faith is only important if it has an effect in our lives, if it inspires us to help those who are less fortunate, to perform spiritual and corporal works of mercy, and to give witness to the truth. If our faith does not help us to do these things, then we become like the Pharisees, who honored God with their words, but not in their hearts. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit.